Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the Cork Today replay on C103.
Gardening on C103 with Bandon Co-op Garden Centres in Bandon, Kinsale and Enniskeen. For top quality plants, advice and value, think Bandon Co-op Garden Centres.
C103.
And Peter Dowdle, the irishgarden.com, joining us. Good afternoon to you, Peter.
Good afternoon, Trish. How are you?
I'm very well after what was a very wet day yesterday. We're wondering what's left of the gardens today.
I'm wondering, are you broadcasting from an ark or is the studio still there? The gardens are a bit shook, aren't they?
They are indeed. But listen, the spring is here and things are starting to grow, and that's the most important thing. Liz in Kinsale was back on to us wondering, did you get a chance to study the link that she sent on last week about injecting trees with the chem jet injectors?
Liz in Kinsale, you did send on that link to me, and I looked at that link over the weekend, and I said, you know what I said to myself? I said, I must check that now before Wednesday.
And you didn't.
Do you think I did? I didn't. So Liz, my apologies, because I was interested in looking at it properly, and I will do, and I'll have my homework done now for next Wednesday without question.
Okay.
Because I was unaware of it before last week, but I will look into it and see what I make of it.
And Liz, remind me next week to ask him again about it, please. Now, Mary rang. She wants to plant out, is it Alstroemeras?
Yeah, Alstroemeras.
I want to transfer them from pots into the garden. Will multi-purpose compost be suitable for this job?
Be absolutely fine, yeah. So Alstroemeras are a perennial or herbaceous, Trish, which just means they die back under the ground for the winter. So planting them out at this time of the year from pots into the ground is fine. And you don't even really need compost. They probably will do a bit better with compost. But yeah, any good multi-purpose compost will help.
No, a Mill Street listener was on earlier, and it's not quite a gardening question, but I said I'd ask you. She wants to know if gardeners are allowed to work under level 5 restrictions. She has shrubs that need cutting back.
Landscape contractors come under construction. So whatever applies to construction applies to us. So the answer is no at the moment. Obviously, as a gardener, you're allowed to work in your own garden. And, you know, I'm paranoid and I'm living my life by the letter of the restrictions. I won't go outside of my house. But that's not to say that there mightn't be somebody who lives within a kilometre of you if he's working on his own in your garden. You know, that's up to yourselves.
Yeah, okay, but they do fall under construction, and we know...
Yeah, the answer to the question is no. Yeah.
Okay, question for Peter, please. Anne from Bantry has daffodils. I have daffodils growing on a ditch. They're just starting to bud. I've noticed that when they're just ready to bud, there's something eating them. What can I do? It seems to happen every year. Thanking you.
Oh, that's an interesting one, though, because you don't often hear of that. When just as the buds are about to open, there's something eating them. And I'm wondering, I'd love to have to get some more information on that, because I'm wondering, does the caller see something eating them, or is it just that the flower opens up with holes in the petals, if you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I suspect it's the latter. I suspect the flower is opening up, which means the damage has been done in the bulb. So if you can imagine, Trish, the bulb is just a kind of a modified leaves and modified stems, swollen ones. So it develops within the bulb, the flower, and as it opens up, it just opens up, as we all know. But if something has got into that bud in the bulb, in other words, if a little beetle or a slug burrowed a hole through it, then it's going to open up. Like, the damage could have been done weeks, if not months beforehand. So I'd need to get more information on that before I can answer it correctly. It's very unlikely to be slugs or snails, but there might be something in the soil that's burrowing through the bulbs. My best advice, not knowing what's causing it, my best advice would be when they're finished flowering this year, so let's say in kind of April time, maybe May time, lift those bulbs out from where they are, divide them, and maybe replant them in some other part of the garden. I suspect it's probably a soil-borne pest of sorts that's causing it, and hopefully moving them to another part of the garden will fix that.
Yeah, the fact that it's happened on previous years as well. Okay, Sheila in Liscriffin, when is the best time to cut red robin hedge?
Yeah, coming into March now. So yeah, I would do it now, anytime over the next fortnight. Try and get it done before the start of March. We're coming into that time with the Wildlife Act, Trish. We're not allowed to cut hedges between March and September. So you'd want to get anything like that done before the kind of first week in March.
Okay, so the same advice for Mike in Yall. He wants to prune Christmas box.
Christmas box is Sarsicaca. It won't really apply unless it is grown as a hedge. But even then, it's not really going to apply because it's a very low growing plant. Probably still in flower. To give it its correct name, Trish, it's an awful mouthful. It's Sarsicaca confusa. But a beautiful, beautiful, strongly scented plant, which flowers, it's as you said, it's referred to as Christmas box, but it doesn't always flower in this part of the world at Christmas. It normally flowers a bit later, January, February, March. So it may well still be in flower. So if it's still in flower, I wouldn't prune it now because you're going to sacrifice those lovely scented flowers. But as soon as it's finished flowering, yes, you could prune it then.
Seems to be all about hedges this week. And I cut back at Grisalinia hedging now, says another listener.
Exactly the same answer as the red robin. Yeah, I would cut it back, but cut it back now before the end of February.
Someone else says, is it okay to take a slip from a geranium to grow? Is now the right time to do it?
It's absolutely okay to do it, and they will root quite successfully. But no, I'd say you're too early yet to do it. I would think, you could give it a go and see what happens, but I would think you'd be unsuccessful. I would wait till April onwards, April, even May, June, July. That time of the year, they'll root much easier.
Bernie in Bohabui planted a hedge 7 years ago, a Portuguese laurel. For the past 2 months, part of it seems to have faded. What advice could you give her, please?
Without seeing that one, it's a difficult one to answer, Trish. But Portuguese laurel can be prone to a couple of things. It's Prunus lusitanica, so they can actually be, they're quite prone to a fungal infection, which can lead to just a general thinning out of the hedge. So it doesn't look like... I love the Portuguese laurel. It's a lovely dark green hedge, and depending on the variety, it can kind of have red stems on it as well. Really lovely hedge. And when it's grown well, it makes a lovely, thick, dense, evergreen hedge. But then when it's not, and when it gets these infections, maybe up to 50% of the leaves fall off it. So it's quite sparse and quite see-through, and it doesn't look as well. So it could be something like that. And my advice then, if it is fungal, would be give it its trim now at this time of the year. Cut it back. If practical and if possible, remove all the trimmings and all the dead leaves from around the base of the hedge. Give it a feed with something like the Nature Safe granular seaweed, I would say. And then drench the whole hedge and the root system with a solution of copper sulfate mixed with water, which I often recommend. As you know, Trish, it's a kind of a broad spectrum organic fungicide which will control a wide range of fungal infections that could be causing it. But then because it's a prunus, it is also liable to getting shot hole, which could be a first sign of canker. So if you see these, shot hole is a very descriptive term for what happens to them. It looks like mini shotgun pellets in the leaves, your little holes in the leaves. And that could be it could be that as well. So the best course of action, as I say, in the first instance, will be cut it back now, feed it with something like the Nature Safe, and then treat it with the copper sulfate, and then cross your fingers and hope for the best.
Anne in Skibbereen, is there anything else I can put on my lawn instead of Lawn Gold? I used it and I felt it didn't work. The lawn is basically dead, is how Anne describes her lawn.
A lot of questions coming in that we need a bit more information on today. I do find Lawn Gold a very good one because as I often said, Trish, it works in a back to basics approach by creating the optimum pH, soil pH, you get good grass growth. And then because it's different times of the year, there's different products in that range for different times of the year. So it gives the right nutrient balance at each season. When you say the lawn is dead, it's like, if the lawn is dead, then obviously enough, nothing is going to work. It might be a question of starting again. But if it's like, it may need, from the description of it, certainly presuming it's not dead, but it does sound like it needs a lot more work than just sprinkling something on the surface. It may need to be scarified. It may need to be aerated. It may need a lot of work first before you get to the point of putting anything on it.
Mary from West Cork. Why are all the bark of my shrubs and fruit trees splitting? I've not seen rabbits or hares eating it. Also, my Japanese lantern died after 8 years. I am in a very windy area.
Well, the wind wouldn't lead to the bark splitting on the fruit trees. It could indeed have led to the death of the Chinese lantern, maybe. But again, I suspect if it's been there for 8 years, it's unlikely to suddenly just curl up and die 1 year. With the bark splitting, it'd be good to see a photograph of that if possible. Send it in to either TE, and I'm sure you'll send it on to me, or send it in to myself on Facebook, the Irish Gardener page on Facebook, and we'll have a look at it. It could be, and I'm hesitating because I don't want to put the fear of God in her, but it could be canker. So bacterial and fungal cankers will affect fruit trees. And one of the symptoms is a splitting bark. And which trees did she say they were, Trish?
It is gone. Apple, she doesn't, does she say on it? No, she just says shrubs and fruit trees. Just fruit trees.
Fruit trees, okay.
Yeah.
So if it's a bacterial canker, you would expect to see some what's called gummosis, which is where you see this kind of gummy-like secretion coming from the splitting bark, which could be canker. But it does sound, if it's just splitting and if it's not physical rabbit or animal damage, it could be canker, I'm afraid. But before I would put the fear of God in you, I'd like to see a photograph of it.
Okay, if you want to get that on into us or on to Peter. Mary said her clematis flowered. Now, when she says it flowered, one flower, and then it fell off the next day. Oh, very disappointing.
From the sound of it recently. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it depends which clematis it is. So if it's one that should be flowering at this time of the year, like some of the early ones, like obviously enough, Early Sensation is one, Avalanche is another, they're evergreens that would flower at this time of the year. So if it fell off, if you just got one, it's very disappointing just to get one and then to lose it. But it could be, I'm afraid, just that the weather, like particularly if it was just before that cold spell, the cold could have done it. I would say maybe give it a shot of a good tomato food, like the Nature Safe tomato food, and that does help to promote flowers. I would say give it a shot with that. If it's a spring flowering one, there was just one errant flower coming out a bit early, then I wouldn't be too worried. I'd wait till the spring.
When can I cut back a yew tree? It's gone huge. It's years old, says a listener.
Well, before I even answer when, I would say be very careful, because they can be a bit temperamental and they can be a bit tricky to prune back. So if you're lucky enough to have a huge old yew tree in the garden, I would get a professional to look at it, because I in fact was working with Neil Vaughan, who's a tree surgeon based down in Lisarda direction, and I was working with him pruning back a very mature, I think maybe 200 or 300 year old yew hedge there over the last few years, and he did an excellent job at it, but he was even being more careful about it than I was, if you like.
Yeah.
We were doing one side, then the top, then the other. The whole thing took about 12 months to do it, the right bits at the right time and all the rest of it. But it's coming on now, fine. But the reason I say all that is because there is risks with a mature yew tree. By cutting it badly, you could damage it. You're coming into the right time of the year to do it, really, but I would get a professional
get expert,
to look at it.
Get
it's not something
advice.
I do myself. Yeah.
Onions, says a texter, that never grew last year and are well up now. Will they be okay to use this year? Says a listener.
That's an interesting one, because we're getting a lot of queer ones now today, Trish.
A year on. I'd risk it.
I would absolutely, as the fellow says, suck it and see. Leave them there. Leave well alone. It's a new one on me again. It's not something I've encountered before. I suppose the first question would be, when did you plant them? But if they were planted, and normally you plant your onions at this time of the year, Trish, any kind of time from December to April. So if they were planted at this time last year, they didn't come to anything, they're just coming now. It is a very strange one, not one I've heard of before. But yeah, I would leave them go. If maybe you planted them in the autumn, I wouldn't expect anything to happen to them last year, so it would be totally normal that they're just going this year. But yeah, leave them there and see what happens.
Yeah. Hi, Peter. This is Shane in North Cork. What would you recommend to add to topsoil to enhance it for vegetable growing in raised beds?
Okay, well, when you're creating raised beds and you're adding topsoil, you have the glorious opportunity to create your own soil, if you like, because it's an artificial structure, an artificial raised bed. So I would mix lots of organic matter with it. So well broken down, well rotted farmyard manure, horse manure, chicken manure, any of those, unless, of course, there's a vegan in the family, in which case you wouldn't use any of the animal manures. But you can get the Nature Safe granular one, which I was referring to earlier for somebody's hedge. Nature Safe is an Irish brand and it's organic, and it's because it's 100% plant-based materials. You can use that for, it's a vegan friendly, it's a vegan product, if you like. So if you follow the food cycle throughout, there's no animal byproducts then used in the growth of the food. But I find that Nature Safe granular plant food an excellent one for what we call base dressing, which is what you're looking for now, which is an application pre-planting. So lots of organic matter. If you don't want to use animal ones, use the Nature Safe granular feed and maybe other organic matter like leaf mould or your own homemade compost.
And I don't know, but it could be somebody who's just starting out on gardening, because there's so many people since lockdown getting involved in gardening, which is terrific. And if it is the case, Shane, in North Cork, good luck to you with it. Okay, that's where we leave it. How's your online Q&As this week?
Yeah, we're doing on Friday again. We've just started them, Trish, and I suppose, as I expected, they've gone very, very well. That they're very, very busy. Lots of questions coming in every Friday, 1 o'clock on Facebook on the Irish Gardener page. Yeah, I do a live questions and answers for about half an hour to an hour. So if you do have a question that we didn't get to hear on the radio, send it in to the Facebook page, the Irish Gardener, between now and Friday, and we'll do our best to get
to it. Okay, and we'll talk next Wednesday. Thank you for that, Peter.
Look forward to it.
Have a good week. Bye-bye.